Three things to know at 5:15 about lifestyle and health. Sponsored by Oliver Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. What is the link between your lifestyle and your overall health? How does reducing stress help your body? And the role of inflammation in your body? What role does that play in your overall health? We're going to answer all of these questions. I'm Michelle Durham, Phil Casey at the editor's desk, along with Ali Amato and Greg Glenn. It's my favorite time of week, my conversation with KYW medical editor, Dr. Brian McDonough. And you know, Dr. Brian, we love when we get emails from listeners with questions. Ask Dr. Brian at kywnewsradio.com. Hope emailed us, and she has questions about lifestyle, stress, and its contributions. What were her questions?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The question was really, you know, I've heard a lot about how lifestyle makes a big difference, but, you know, medically, how does that work? And it's a really good question, because if you think about it, we talk about it all the time. It's important to exercise, to reduce stress and those things, but what's really going on in the body? I mean, there's dozens of things, but the biggest factor is if you reduce stress by other activities, you decrease the role of inflammation in the body. And what we've learned is inflammation is a bad thing, especially when it's out of control. It can affect the heart, it affects the muscles, it affects a lot of things in our body. It can contribute to cancer and other issues. In fact, inflammation played a big role during the pandemic, because a lot of people believe when people got COVID-19, it attacked so-called weaker areas in the body with inflammation. And that could be the brain, it could be the liver, it could be the kidneys, you know, throughout the body. So the issue here is the things that you do to reduce stress, you know, getting out and exercising, sure. Making sure you read a good book, you get together with other people, you enjoy family time, you take a walk in the park. All of those things that reduce stress help the body fight inflammation, which then helps the body in so many other ways. And the thing that's really concerning about stress is it's the gradual impact over time, you know, the day-to-day wear and tear. That's the problem. So I thought it was a great question, because, you know, we always talk about doing these things. And, you know, we think of exercises, I want to build muscles, I want to lose weight, but really the bigger picture is, what are you doing to make yourself healthier and to reduce that stress and subsequent attached inflammation?
The other thing is, too, you can build exercise into your day. For example, I no longer take elevators here. I walk the steps, and that's my aerobic exercise a couple times a day that I can fit in. Sometimes that's all you have.
You do what you can. Even a standing desk, if you have that opportunity, or get up and walk around during the workday. So many people are now working at home, and they kind of get stuck in one place in a chair, and they do put on weight. You know, so anything you can do throughout the day to get that little bit of exercise, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. It could just be something really simple. It's just, you know, walking a little further into the store when you're shopping, making sure, you know, you take time, if you see an opportunity, you know, to get a walk in a park. It's little things you do throughout the day that can make a huge difference, and that also affects the way you're approaching minute to minute, and it helps you reduce the stress as well.
Thank you, Dr. Brian.
Thank you.